This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I want to hear a little bit more of that. So there you go, 6:46, 14 till 7. President Trump has instructed the Mint to stop making pennies. Well, we spoke to Robert Waples, professor of economics at Wake Forest University, years ago about this. He's been studying it for years, and he's back this morning. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate talking to you. This effort to eliminate the penny goes back historically how long? Do you know?
Well, it kind of picked up speed, I'll say, about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and that's when the value of the metal in the one-cent piece climbed above 1 cent. And so people were like, hey, the Mint's losing money doing this. Maybe it's a good idea to stop. And, of course, it's only gotten worse over time. Now it costs a little bit more than 3 cents to produce a penny and distribute it to people.
So why do we still do it?
I would say inertia. It takes some political actor to do something to stop this. And the Constitution clearly gives Congress the power to decide what our coinage will be. And so presidents have kind of not wanted to touch it. You might remember that President Obama said it would be a good idea to get rid of the penny, but he never did anything.
And look,
but
let me just say this.
Now we have a president who's ready to do something.
Professor, I just wanted to say that because I think that's when you were first on with us, and people are thinking that I'm trying to pit one side against the other, and I'm not. The only thing I'm trying to do is I try to get people to look at the truth and not look at it through a political prism. Mm-hmm. And I just think this is a good moment to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, well, wait a minute. Are we looking at it through who's the president, or are we looking at it through is the penny a good idea or not? And that goes to government, right? And what's good and what's bad, and not who's the president. With me?
Yeah, you know, it'd be a good thing, I think, if every single president looked for efficiency improvements out there. And so you might not agree with all of them, but this one is the no-brainer. And I think it also passes constitutional muster because the president, the executive branch, clearly has the power to decide how many pennies we're going to make. So if they wanted to double them, if they felt there was a need for that, or cut it in half, that's fine. Cut it all the way to zero. Well, I guess they could do that as well. And it, since it's, you know, just going to be an executive action, if there's a future president who wants to undo it, that person would be able to. And if Congress wants to step in and say, well, no, actually, we disagree, they could easily do that as well. And so, you know, I think it was clearly time for us to get rid of the penny, but mainly because I will say, if there's anybody who is to blame, to credit, or whatever, for getting rid of the penny, it's the Federal Reserve. And that's because they control our money supply, and through that, as they create more money, cause prices to go up. And over the decades, the Fed's actions have caused lots of inflation, and prices have gone up, up, and away. And so that's why the penny is worth so little. Everything else's price is going up, and the penny is staying at 1 cent, like it says right on the front of the thing. So
I know we talk about, you know, what a dollar in today was worth in 1960, right? Mm-hmm. Do we know what a penny was worth in 1960, or is that silly to even look at it that way, or can you?
You know, it's the exact same inflation rate. So I don't know 1960 per se. Let's take 1983.
Okay.
Since then, prices have somewhat more than tripled, which means that the penny's value has fallen by more than two-thirds.
So who would it hurt? Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because I want to talk about the pros and cons of this. I know you've studied rounding up, rounding down, who would it hurt? And then I know the last time we spoke, I remember specifically saying, well, what happens then? Do we go to the nickel at the next point or the quarter? Because I don't know about you, Professor, when I do buy things with cash, I tell people, don't worry about the change. Just give me the closest thing to a quarter that you have, because I don't want to deal with it. I got a desk full of pennies and God knows what else. So we'll talk with Robert Waples more when we return, Professor of Economics at Wake Forest University. He's been studying the penny for years, and it makes absolutely no sense for the mint to make them, for them to be in circulation. President Trump said, you know what? It doesn't make any sense. Stop making them. But what happens? Do they remain in circulation? And then, I don't know. We'll talk about it when we come back. 650, 10 till 7, traffic now. Dub it up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WL 656, 4 till 7. President Trump said, Tommy Tucker, WWL, by the way, we're talking to Professor Robert Maples, professor of economics at Wake Forest University. He's been looking into the penny for a long time and talking about getting rid of it. President Trump said, this is crazy. We're spending, losing 3 cents on every penny we make. We'll never make it up in volume. Stop. So, Professor, what happens now, practically speaking, in the economy? So if the mint stops making pennies, there is still a whole bunch of them out there. What happens now?
Yeah, it's estimated that there are 240 billion of them out there. And the problem is that they're in our jars, you know, sitting on our bureau or something, and they're not
all
being
over
brought
the desk
into circulation. And so store runs out, and what they do now is they ask the bank for some, and the bank asks eventually the mint for some, but now the mint won't be able to give them any more. And so I guess they'll probably put up signs saying, hey, bring back your change, like they did during COVID. But eventually there won't be very much change to bring back, because people will have lost days or just don't care because it's not worth their effort to bring it back. So I think then eventually you'll see stores putting up signs saying that due to penny shortages, we're going to round our cash prices to the nearest nickel. And, you know, what my research shows is that if you look at the last digit on your cash register total, it's not disproportionately a 9. I know there's a lot of $1.99s out there, but if people go to the store, they usually are buying more than one thing, and then taxes get slapped on top, and so the last digit's pretty random. And it'll be about as often that you round up from $1.99 to $2 as down from $2.01 to $2. And so that's where my research really comes in, because it shows that the customer's not going to get gouged in the process.
So what happens if it's 5?
Yeah, well, to the nearest nickel. So let's say $2.
Oh, then you don't round anything. That's right. What am I thinking of?
If it's exactly right on the dollar, don't have to worry about it. And, of course, we're closing in on 90% of our transactions now being cashless. And so this really only affects you when you're paying with cash.
I'm allowed one dumb question a day, and I used it just now. Coleman, write that down, please. I use my dumb question. What happens if it's 5? You round up to the nickel. That's what you do. Is this going to hurt anybody? Because somebody texted in and said it must be nice not to need your change, but that's not the fact for everyone. I take every cent I am owed. It adds up. It really does. I don't know. Does it add up or not?
Yeah, and so it doesn't really add up. And so I know there are people who count every single penny, and here they're going to once in a while lose a penny or two on a transaction, but then gain back a penny or two the next time they do it. And so you can even game the system if you want to, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that it's $1.99, and you know it's going to get rounded up to $2, so you pay with your card. Now it's $2.01, and you know it's going to get rounded down to $2, so you pay with cash, and you save a penny that way. So you could actually slightly gain a few pennies here and there by deciding whether you're going to pay for, with cash or with your card. I think the main people who are going to get hurt by it are the people who work in the zinc industry, because your penny is 97.5% zinc, and that's the lobby, Americans for Common Sense, that has been lobbying to keep this penny all along. And then there's some workers at the U.S. Mint who are going to be out of job because about half the coins they make are pennies, and so I don't know what proportion of the people there are going to get laid off, but some of them will lose their jobs.
Economic displacement, it happens. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. We'll have you back, I hope. Robert Waples, Professor of Economics at Wake Forest University. Well, what happens if it's 5? Hey, dummy, they rounded up to the nickel.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.